This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We touched a bit on the politics of this week in the American economy. Sudeep Neela and I did, but there was a bunch more of it to talk about. Secretary Clinton gave a speech about healthcare in part. Donald Trump, setting aside for a minute his event this morning, gave a speech about his economic platform in which he promised, among other things, to basically double the growth rate of the American economy and create tens of millions of new jobs. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains how that might work.
Right now, our economy is growing at about 2% a year. Donald Trump says he would rev up growth to as much as 4% a year. And he says that would create as many as 25 million new jobs over the next decade.
It'll be very hard to get to 25 million jobs.
Prominent Republican economist Douglas Holtz Aiken says he agrees with Trump's goal of faster economic growth. But he says Trump's numbers, they don't add up.
So the only way to actually create and fill 25 million jobs would be to have more immigration, and that doesn't appear to be in his sweet spot.
Holtz Aiken says there just aren't enough people in the U.S. to fill 25 million jobs. The last time there were was when the huge baby boom generation was in its prime working years, back in the 90s. Now they're reaching retirement age. Labor economist Stephen Rose worked in President Bill Clinton's Labor Department. He says the boomer generation is passing through our economy like a pig through a python.
There certainly is demographic factors, though, and especially the baby boomers or the pig and the python moving through, and now they're on the other end.
So in today's economy, Trump's plan seems impossible. Well, without an economic miracle.
Maybe if every single person went out and bought a cheap new car.
Jared Bernstein was an economic advisor for Vice President Joe Biden.
That might get you there, but that means everybody has to buy a car. And by the way, it has to be an American car.
Oh, and Bernstein says we'd all have to buy that new car every year to keep the economy white hot. I do love that new car smell. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.